Good morning, everyone. Today we celebrate the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our presider is Father Gregory.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace and peace of God our Father, love of the Lord Jesus, and strength of their Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our will to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Please be seated as we listen to God's holy word.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to his anointed Cyrus, whose right hand I grasp, subduing nations before him and making kings run in his service, opening doors before him and leaving the gates unbarred. For the sake of Jacob, my servant, of Israel, my chosen one, I have called you by your name, giving you a title, though you know me not. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. It is I who arm you, though you know me not, so that toward the rising and the setting of the sun, people may know that there is none besides me. I am the Lord. There is no other. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him, with the Herodians saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." Then he handed them the Roman coin. He said to them, "Whose image is this and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." At that he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
A familiar passage from Isaiah, which is a somewhat of a familiar story. As you know, there are three Isaiahs, and today's reading is from the third of the three Isaiahs. And the message is a part of the rebuilding of the understanding of the people of Israel. And this king, himself Cyrus, was not of the Jewish faith, but he was respectful of that faith. And he honored that as the kingdom would develop. And so we encounter something similar to the gospel story. Because what happens in the encounter? The Jewish leaders are trying to trip up Jesus. They're trying to say, "Well, you know, how can you give anything to the government? Because they're naughty." Does that sound familiar? How can you give anything to the government because they're naughty? And so they're trying to catch him. And they say, "So how can you pay tithes to Caesar? Because Yahweh God is the king, is the ultimate one." Of course, who's going to question that? But Jesus very prudently says, "Well, you know, we have to live in society. And society has certain norms and responsibilities. So we have to contribute to it in the way that's appropriate, but Where we hold our ultimate responsibility is in keeping with the law of God. And that should never question our full participation in society, because we are called to be that prophetic voice, not just to the government, but to one another as citizens. How do we demonstrate that we are committed to the love of God? What difference does it make? It makes a great deal of difference. So when we are at the store, when we're driving, when we're having a disagreement with our family member or anyone, how we engage in those conflictual relationships demonstrate what we believe today in a very specific and certain way. That we are called always to be Catholic Christian presence. We are called to leaven in dialogue, which I think if you've noticed the Bishop of Rome, Pope Francis, he's not going around telling people, hammering them on the head, naughty, 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 but he's inviting them into relationships of responsibility and dialogue to resolve the collective truth. Not that my way or the highway, in the great words of Frank Sinatra, going my way, huh? But to be more inclusive and engaging, because it is collectively that we come to the truth, not my way or the highway, but as our, and that's a challenge Christian in the world, that we are always in dialogue to resolve the greater truth, not to be abusive, not to be disrespectful, but to be engaged. And that's the challenge of the gospel and the challenge of the first reading, because the people of Israel, you can imagine, Cyrus was not King David, but Cyrus was trying to do the right thing. And trying to do the right thing, what is the message of Isaiah? More than two times Isaiah prophesies using the words of Yahweh, I am the Lord God. If he didn't hear the first time, then he'll hear it the second time. How many times do we have to remind ourselves in our relationships of work and family that there is a Lord God that demands of us respect and love in conversation and relationship? So as we witness today our candidates and catechumens who are standing before us, because they see in us the example of Jesus Christ. They didn't just pop out of heaven, although they could have, right? But they, among us, they have witnessed our love, our example of wrestling with the difficulties of our world, knowing what it's right to do in government, being people who vote, being people who speak for truth. Not always easy. Because of our witness today, they stand before us and they say, they think we're doing a good job. And they want to follow us. And they want to help give us example as they journey. As I was celebrating with all of us this morning their rite of acceptance, I was thinking, what have I been reading lately that will help to develop my mind as a person of faith? And I thought, well, I read the scriptures each day. That's really good. And I also do some patristic reading around those first women and men who wrote about the gospel, the followers of Jesus. And I thought, what else can I do? So I posed that question to each of us as well. When we think about living as Christians in the world, how are you being fed during the week? What are you reading? What are you studying? Because the media today is 24/7, so it's hard not to be exposed to it. But what are you making a choice in your daily living? What are you reading? What are you studying? How are you being developed as a Christian? I pose that question to yourselves and myself as well, because our candidates and catechumens, they're involved in a lot of study right now. So they're kind of an example for us to revitalize our faith so that when we come next Sunday to pray, we'll have a new insight. And whoever is preaching, you might say, where'd you get that? Because we want to challenge one another to make the Word of God living and active. It's not me or you, but it's us in dialogue. Let us pray that as we reflect on our continued struggle to be a faithful Christian in the world, giving to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and giving to God what belongs to God, that we may be informed by our study and our reflection. Amen. Grant, O Lord, we pray, that benefiting from participation in these heavenly mysteries, we may be helped by what you give in this present age and prepared for the gifts that are eternal, through Christ our Lord. And just a reminder that raffle tickets are available for our parish homecoming as you walk out today. So don't forget to purchase early. You might win something special. Have a great Sunday, and thank you for our praying together, especially for our candidates and catechumens as they prepare for full life. If you see them around, encourage them, because they're certainly an inspiration for each of us. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Mass is ended. Go in the peace of Christ.